Hey, everybody. Welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. Excited to be talking to you again today. There are some wild prophecies, some relatively unheard prophecies in the Bible having to do with natural resources in the Holy Land, specifically oil. And there is a new foundation of the Leviathan Gas Platform. Very interesting name for this thing, isn't it? So we're going to be talking about that today. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel, click the bell for notifications, and at the end of this video, I'm going to have a question for you that I would like you to answer in the comment section or email me directly at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. It has to do with the future of this channel, and I would like to know your opinion because, again, this show is for you. It's not for myself. And I want to give you the best content possible. So I am opening the floor for your ideas. And so we're going to get to that at the end. But before we do, we have to talk about Israel welcoming the foundation of the Leviathan gas platform, what this might have to do with certain prophecies having to do with natural resources of Israel in the last days, and if we're there today. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the whole Leviathan concept, Leviathan is actually, there's a really rich history in the ancient Near East over this thing. Leviathan is the personification of a of chaos, of evil in the world, like natural disasters and things. Why do bad things happen to good people? What is so wrong with reality? They personified this idea as Leviathan, the chaos dragon that comes out of the sea. And actually, when you look in Revelation, that is the beast out of the sea, the Antichrist. That is the literal embodiment of Leviathan. Some say there's a connection between Leviathan and Satan, that it might actually be the same thing. Very well could be. We've talked about that many times on this channel. Well, now Israel is... has created the foundation of a gas platform that they're calling Leviathan. And guess where it's located? In the sea, of course. If you want, actually, you know what? If you want to know more about Leviathan, there is a link in the description below for the Last Days Warrior Summit. If you click on that link, go to that. There are many, many videos that you can have access to, many of which have been censored on YouTube. These are all exclusive. You're not going to get them anywhere else. I've contributed a video called Leviathan, the Source of All Conspiracy, and I break down what Leviathan is, what it has to do with conspiracy today, and it's things like this, what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. So you can go there. You also get videos from just the top leading experts in conspiracy in the world today, and you can't get these anywhere else. You get access to all this right from the comfort of your own home, right on your computer. And again, can't get them anywhere else. And the price of it, it's actually less than a tenth of what the full value of all these materials are. Not, you don't only get videos, you also get PDFs and MP3 series and a lot of other stuff. Okay, so you can check that out. Link is in the description below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see it. All right, so Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz dedicated the arrival of the foundation for the Leviathan gas platform on Thursday. This is coming from BreakingIsraelNews.com. So following a tour, the two stood on the command bridge near the drilling site where they were told about the process behind building the platform. So Netanyahu said, quote, "Completion of the Leviathan gas platform and the pumping of gas from this field later in the year is a critical component of the strategic energy, economic, and diplomatic strength of the state of Israel. A gas pipeline will run from here and will link us to the gas economy of Europe. It will reach our Arab neighbors," end quote. Now, elaborating, the prime minister said that, quote, "It will supply clean gas to the citizens of Israel. Two-thirds of every shekel's worth of gas extracted from the sea here will go straight into the state treasury. That is hundreds of billions of shekels that will serve us in education, social warfare, and other vital needs of the state of Israel and the citizens of Israel." The quote continues, "This is a great revolution. We are turning the state of Israel into an energy power. An independent Israel will not depend on anyone for its energy needs. This is very good news, and I am proud that it is happening now this year, 2019, for all of you, end quote. So Steinitz echoed Netanyahu's sentiment, saying, quote, this is a holiday for the energy economy and for all citizens of Israel. That the process that began approximately 3 years ago with the formulation of the gas outline has led to the development of the Leviathan gas field, which will change the Israel economy for decades to come, bring billions in revenue to the state and its citizens, and most importantly, allow the state of Israel to stop using coal that pollutes and to close the power stations in Hedera and Ashkelon, end quote. So the operational part of the platform is scheduled to arrive later this year and will be situated on the foundation, according to a statement from the Prime Minister's office. Natural gas from the area is expected to be released by the end of the year. So this begs the question, what does this have a place in prophecy, specifically with oil and gas, natural resources, and how should we be feeling about this? You know, of course, I don't want to tell anybody how they should feel about anything. There are reasons to be for this, obviously. I think that it's a good thing if Israel can be more independent. I think that's great. And especially, you know, I mean, they're even willing to help their neighbors out with this. So, you know, awesome. Could that provide some sort of peace? Possibly. But also, you got the more natural resources a country's going to have, the more other surrounding countries are going to want that, especially in the Middle East. And so it could lead to conflict. You know, we'll just have to see. But by and large, I think just generally speaking, I think more independence is better. And I say that's great. Now, I did some research trying to find out why they called it Leviathan. I can't really find an answer to that. The only thing that I can kind of piece together is just because it's a big rig and it's in the middle of the sea, and what else are you going to call it? So, but if there's an end time connection to this, I would never say that this is the actual Leviathan in Revelation. That would be ridiculous. But could there be a connection where the Antichrist might use these energy resources to further his own agenda? You know, maybe, especially if the Antichrist is going to be set up as a false messiah in the Holy Land in prophetic times. That very well could happen. But there's also been a big conversation about oil being, if there's oil deposits that could be discovered and utilized based on certain Bible prophecies, specifically in the Old Testament, but we could look at that. So there are two passages that people have talked about detailing God's blessings to each of the biblical patriarchs of Jacob's 12 sons, and they seem pretty specific. So if this is something that's actually a blessing from God, if God is blessing the Holy Land with natural resources, then of course we should be on board with it. But there is a Deuteronomy 33:24, which says, let Asher be blessed and let him dip his foot in oil. So some have taken that to have more of a metaphorical meaning later on in the future. There's also Genesis 49:22-26, which says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well, blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that couches beneath shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head. Now, what's interesting about that blessings of the deep, many times in scripture, when it talks about the deep, it's talking about this watery abode. And in many ways, you could relate that to the ocean. So that could have something to do with what we're looking at. There's other verses such as the continuation of Joseph's blessing in Deuteronomy 33, which says, quote, for the deep that couches beneath and for the chief things of the ancient mountains and for the precious things of primordial hills and for precious things of the earth. So, you know, precious things of primordial hills, precious things of the earth, that could mean oil, ancient mountains, the chief things. What's interesting that phrase, chief things, even in the book of Job, Leviathan itself is referred to, you know, the chief among God's creation. So those are some interesting parallels. Others have been talking about this. There was a post on, what was it? The Jerusalem Post. Now, this was from last year. This was from February of 2018, but it talks about oil. So it says Moses' blessing to the tribe of Asher regarding oil and the allotment of land is continuing to come to fruition as Zion Oil and Gas announced Tuesday, again, this is 2018, last year, that it has definitely found oil and is nearing testing the well for commerciality. So at that time, Zion's president and chief operation officer, Dustin Gwynn, said, we also recognize that the goal of this well was to find oil, and we can say with absolute confidence that we were successful in attaining that goal. The next crucial step is being able to effectively test and establish the well's commerciality. I'm excited about this phase as it will be a crucial and historic moment for Zion and its shareholders. So just a brief rundown on what all this is about. Zion Oil and Gas was founded for the purpose of exploring for oil and gas in Israel and reaching production levels that would help Israel become an independent country. Zion Oil and Gas, which is a Delaware corporation, explores for oil and gas in Israel in areas located onshore between Haifa and Tel Aviv. And it currently holds two petroleum exploration licenses, the Joseph and the Asher Menasha licenses between Netanya in the south and Haifa on the north. And from its inception, the calling of Zion Oil and Gas has been to assist Israel in the restoration of the land by finding and producing oil and gas, helping to make Israel politically and economically independent. So while the latest developments from Zion Oil haven't actually brought any oil profits to the state of Israel's coffers as of 2018, the news did come on top of the Israel-Egypt gas deal. So back then, the operators of the Tamar and Leviathan natural gas fields signed a decade-long contract, a few contracts, to sell $15 billion worth of natural gas to Egypt. So with that news, the plan was that Israel would be providing both Egypt and Jordan with natural gas. Israel was at war with the two countries before signing these peace deals, but have always had a cold peace with the two neighbors. So, you know, there are also places in Bible prophecy that talk about the Antichrist being a part of a peace treaty or a peace deal between, Israel and its enemies. So could that have something to do with natural resources? It very well could. There are many other ways and many other areas of this argument. There's also, you could look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, the whole Gog Magog war. There's description that there's a hook in the jaw that draws Israel's enemies into war. That very well could, and there's other verses in there, that very well could have to do with natural resources if such resources are discovered. Maybe if it is, and war happens because of that, maybe that's what necessitates a peace treaty or a peace deal between Israel and its enemies. And the Antichrist, whoever that's going to be, might facilitate or have an active role in that peace deal. So that all of these things are things to look at and keep an eye on. That's why this is important. But it's really interesting that this oil rig is called Leviathan. And if this leads to a war, that then leads to a peace treaty between the Antichrist, who is the physical embodiment of Leviathan, that all would be, you could look at that as a sign. You know, that all could be pretty ironic, to say the least, but I would say that it could be a prophetic sign. So it's something we need to keep our eyes on. Now, I said at the beginning that there was something I wanted to ask you, and I do want to ask you a very important question that has to do with the future of this channel, of youtube.com/Josh Peck Disclosure and of joshpeckdisclosure.com. Before I ask that question, though, I would like to invite you to the Hear the Watchmen Dallas 2019 conference, March 28th through 31st, sounding the alarm. Use the discount promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, for a $20 discount on your tickets. This is going to be a lot of fun. We got a great lineup of speakers. I'm going to be there. Stephen Bancar is my co-author, but we also have Irvin Baxter, Gary Wayne, Russ Dizdar is going to be there. Ryan Peterson will be there visiting, but I'm definitely going to be hanging out with him. So you'll be able to ask him questions. He's author of Judgment of the Nephilim. We've had him on this channel before. Pastor Pastor Paul Pegley is going to be there. Derek and Sharon Gilbert, of course, L.A. Marzulli, many, many others. Carl Gallup, Seth Barrett. It's going to be a blast. We really want to see you there. So go to, there's a link in the description below this video. You can click on that and use the promo code Josh20 for $20 off, or you can just go to hearthewatchmen.com, M-E-N, hearthewatchmen.com for that. Okay, so here is what we're looking at. I haven't made a secret about it lately, but I have made no secret about the fact I don't like the amount of ads that must be on the videos on this channel, and I know most of you don't like them either. Actually, most of you have been really cool about it. The vast majority of you have just dealt with it and have just realized, hey, we live in 2019. It's a pretty cool thing that I can watch a video for free on anything that I want, where somebody's willing to put work in and make a video. And if I got to deal with a few ads, you know, who cares? I get this video for free. So many of you have actually been really cool about it, and I love that. That is awesome. Now, a couple have expressed some concerns about the amount of commercials and have asked why. I have done videos on that before, so I'm not going to get all into that. The basic thing is it has everything to do with shadow banning on this channel. If we were actually allowed to get the views that we should have, that we're supposed to have, if YouTube actually notified all of my subscribers, then there would be no need to have as many ads in these videos. You know, we could go back to having, you know, one or two or three, like what it used to be. But also a big part of what this channel does, of course, it's an investment of time. It's an investment of money, but we have to make that up somewhere. And we've looked at the possibility of going to a subscription based thing. And there's a couple different ways that could work out. And this is what I wanted to ask you about, because a part of this channel, we were able to set it up in a way where my wife, Christina, is able to stay home. She was, just full disclosure, she was working at Burger King for a while, to help bring in some income to take care of our thousands of kids, you know, and everything. And that is just an absolutely unhealthy place to work. I worked 9 years in fast food. It's terrible. I don't look down on people who have to work there. I mean, that's it. Actually, you learn a lot of skills in life from jobs like that, but it's also very stressful. Usually you're not treated fairly. It's I could go on about that, but through this YouTube channel, from all of you subscribing, watching the videos, just dealing with the ads, that has allowed Christina to be able to come work at home, work solely on this channel. She does all the tags, she does the titles, she puts the ads in, she does everything. I record the videos and then she takes it from there. She manages, by and large, the blog talk, Patreon, YouTube channel, all that stuff. She's able to just do that and stay home and then raise the kids. The goal is to, we really want to get our kids out of public school, obviously. A public school here, we're in the Bible Belt, so it's not as bad as in other areas, but it's still getting bad. And we want to pull them out before they get too old, or at least put them in private school or something. Or homeschool. And because with Christina able to stay home, she'd be able to fulfill that role to stay home with the kids, homeschool. That's been her dream forever. And she really feels that that's what God's calling her to do. So we're trying to do everything we can to set that up. All right. So all that aside, for us to, and that's also why we upload 8 videos a day. A lot of this is to combat the shadow banning that goes on in this channel. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the one time that I mentioned a New York decision that's highly controversial right now, and Virginia was talking about it recently. And if I even say the word, then YouTube is going to shadow ban it. Look at that video and look at the videos before that. They were getting 1,000 views, couple thousand, 3,000, some of them even 100,000 views. And then that one got, I haven't checked it in a few days, but the last time I looked at it, it got 200 or 300. And then every video after that was 200 or 300, 200 or 300, 300 or 400, 400 or 500. And it's slowly been building back up. That's what YouTube does. If you say something that they don't like or that's politically incorrect, they will shadow ban that video and subsequent videos after that until you fall back in line, basically. So, but even with me sticking with Bible prophecy, even that gets shadow banned to a certain extent. Many of my subscribers do not get notified. Some of you do, but with nearly 60,000 subscribers, really there should be more than 1,000 or 2,000 views per video. So that is a big reason for all the ads. So there's a couple different ways that we could get around this. I could upload more videos, which I think 8 is enough. I mean, you're getting one video every 3 hours, and that is a lot to do every day. Not only for me, but for Christina as well. And we're about at our limit of what we can handle. So for anything new that we do, we have to kind of take some away, because she's basically working 40 hours on this, and then me, including this and including Skywatch, I'm doing about 80 hours a week, if not more. And I'm not complaining about that. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. I'm willing to put in the work, and it is a joy to work for the Lord. All that aside, there's a couple different ways we could do this. So if we go subscription-based, it wouldn't be totally subscription-based. It wouldn't be like you don't get any content unless you subscribe. I wouldn't do that. What I would probably do is kind of have half and half, you know, a couple videos or a few videos would go up every day on YouTube, but then there would be a subscription behind a paywall where then you get more exclusive content. You get another, probably what would happen to start off is we would try doing, right now you're getting 2 peck reports a day. So we would probably try to do something where you get 1 peck report a day, plus all of the exclusive interview clips that you get, you know, plus all of that stuff, and we would put 1 peck report a day behind a paywall, but we would also have to make it worth the money to subscribe. So we'd have to give a little bit more. So maybe 1 peck report and 1 peck underground church a week. Cause you get two peck underground churches a week and 2 peck reports every day right now. So that's one way that it could happen. I'm wary about the Peck Underground Church because I wanna always have at least part of that be free and open for everybody. We could adopt a model like what Daily Wire uses, where the conversational type stuff, the interviews, they're still free for everybody to watch, but in order to comment or in order to ask a question, you have to be subscribed. I don't know about that. And I honestly, there's a lot that I would still have to learn in order to make all that happen. So there's a few different ways that it could work out. But what my question is, how many of you out there would support a subscription-based service for Josh Peck Disclosure? Let's say it's $10 a month or something like that. You know, $10 a month or $100 a year. Let's say it was something like that, and let's say you got you get this would allow us within time to limit the ads on our videos. But if you subscribe, you get everything ad-free. You know, obviously, if you're subscribing, you're not going to have to deal with ads at all. You'll get it ad-free. You'll have a special website that you would be able to access, and you'd be able to watch all the videos there. We could probably work it out that way. And it might mean less content on this channel, but it would mean more content on the paid subscription part of it. It's got to be one or the other. It's either you're inundated with ads all the time, here's part of why I'm asking this too. It's only a matter of time before YouTube is going to shut this channel down. They've done it to many other channels. They're going to do it to this one. I just don't know when. It could be any day. It might not be for a few years. It might be tomorrow. And I would like to have something in place for on the eventuality of when that happens, people can still have access to the videos. The reason that's going to it just happens to people. Timothy Alberino lost his channel. Many others have lost their channel with no explanation. It's just a matter of time before that's going to happen with this one, because I don't know how to keep my mouth shut and I don't fall in line with politically correct leftist agendas. I just don't. I think people should be able to say anything they want. So, I'm fully expecting someday for that to happen. We do have the podcast available for free. That will remain free for everybody. The podcast will. So everybody who subscribes to the podcast, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com to do that. Even the exclusive content, we'll make sure that the podcast, at least the audio-only versions, are still available for free. So we still have the Patreon going, and we'll still take donations and all that. But I want to know out there how many of you would support a subscription-based thing where you get less ads on the free stuff, But for, you know, the more in-depth quality content, that would be behind a paywall. You would still get at least one PEC report a day, but all the other stuff, you know, what I'm thinking is one PEC report a day and one PEC Underground Church a week for the subscribers, the $10 a month. Do you think that that is worth $10 a month? I know you're getting it for free now, but many of you don't like the ads, of which I understand. I would get annoyed by that too. So this would allow you to have access to ad-free content while also being able to support this channel. This would also allow us to reduce the amount of ads on the free content. So lots of different areas, or maybe you have a suggestion that I haven't thought about yet. So I would love to hear that. You can email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com, or you can just leave a comment in the comment section below. I do try to read those. I don't always reply, but I do try to read those. So anyway, all that being said, that is my question to you. What do you think? What are your thoughts and feelings about that? What are your criticisms even? I'm open to that. So please let me know. Again, this show is not, you know, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. It's your show. So what is the best way that I can get this show to you? Now, obviously, in a perfect world, it would be ad-free and it would be totally free for you. But you know what? We don't live in a perfect world and stuff costs money. It just does. I like it. I don't like it any more than you do, but that's the world we live in, so we have to be adults about it and realize we can't always get everything we want. That's why I do, not with everybody who has legitimate concerns about the ads, but I do get a little annoyed by that when people complain about that, because again, look, we live in 2018. You have access to any video you want to watch, anything you want to know that humanity has discovered. You can go and watch for absolutely for free. I mean, you're paying for your internet, I guess. But besides that, you can watch it for free. And we're going to complain that we have to watch a few ads. Even if you had to watch an ad every 10 seconds. Yeah, that's annoying, but you're still getting the information for free. I mean, this is stuff, this type of information, people used to travel hundreds or thousands of miles just to learn this, learn the kind of stuff that was available at the time. And now we live in a day and age where we know way more. We know way more about scripture, about Bible prophecy, about lots of different things. We're living in the last days. And we have access to just anything we want to know. But we're going to complain that we got to watch some ads to help out the person who's creating the content so we can have access to it. It's just, to me, honestly, I'm not trying to belittle anyone, but there are sometimes on some comments where I just got to say, you know what, grow up, you sound like a child. You sound like one of these, I want everything, it's all about me, I want everything, and you want everything given to you for free. It sounds like leftism to me, and it does bother me. But again, I'm willing to be corrected. I'm willing to hear you guys out. And I'm not saying that everybody's like that. Like I said at the beginning of the video, the vast majority of you have been so awesome and so cool and have only been supportive and given me constructive criticism and have not been, you know, whiny and complaining. There have even been people who brought up legitimate concerns about the amount of ads without whining and being complainers about it. So I appreciate all that. I appreciate the mature attitude around it and realizing that we're all adults, we don't live in a perfect world, and it costs money to do this. So, all right. Thank you all so much. I have rambled on long enough. I can't wait to read your comments and your emails. Again, that email is joshpeckdisclosure.com, or just leave a comment in the comment section below. Thank you so much. Until next time, this has been Peck Report. Take care and God bless.